Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 8 p.m., here's your hourly briefing. The skies over Israel are clear tonight, with a gentle breeze cooling the air. In Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, the evening is pleasant for a walk. Haifa is enjoying a mild night as well. A lovely evening to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Times of Israel, a top Hamas aide involved in hostage situations was killed in a strike on Khan Yunis earlier this hour. Also, Walla reports that the IDF has eliminated a Hamas company commander involved in holding hostages and release ceremonies, confirmed earlier today. Also this hour, JNS reveals anti-Semitic conspiracy theories surged to 18% on social media after the start of the Iran conflict. Separately, Axios reports the U.S. is sending more refueling planes to Israel in anticipation of a possible escalation with Iran. And finally, I-24 News provides breaking updates from the Middle East, Israel, and around the world. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet Global, a prominent news outlet, noted just minutes ago that the U.S. is sending dozens of tankers to Israel for a potential expanded Iran campaign. Aaron David Miller, a seasoned Middle East analyst, commented that the U.S. military's actions could test Iran's strategic calculations. Iris, a social media commentator, reported that the Trump administration plans to send additional refueling planes to Israel, preparing for a broader conflict with Iran. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Times of Israel's report. Anas Mahmoud Ahmad Hamdan, a high-ranking Hamas aide, was killed in a targeted strike in Khan Yunis. He was closely linked with key commanders and was involved in previous hostage situations. This development might disrupt Hamas's operational capabilities. Meanwhile, Walla's report confirms the elimination of a Hamas company commander by the IDF and Shin Bet. This individual played a significant role in both holding hostages and orchestrating their release ceremonies. This follows a series of targeted operations against Hamas leadership. Turning to the JNS report, anti-Semitic conspiracy theories have seen a dramatic rise of 218% on social media since the onset of the Iran conflict. This trend highlights the ongoing challenge of combating misinformation and hate speech online. Meanwhile, Axios has revealed that the U.S. is dispatching additional refueling planes to Israel. This move comes as tensions with Iran heighten, suggesting preparations for a potential military escalation. This demonstrates the U.S.'s commitment to its ally, Israel, in a volatile region. Finally, in breaking news from I-24 News, updates continue to pour in from across the Middle East, reflecting the dynamic and rapidly changing situation on the ground. On the economic front, first, according to Israel Hayom Business, the Ben Jairus Fund faces closure due to a legal battle concerning its pro-Palestinian stance. The outcome could impact funding for similar organizations. Separately, Ynet Business reports that Oak has raised $60 million for a new AI-native identity platform. This Israeli cybersecurity startup aims to revolutionize access management. And finally, CTEC highlights the CEO of Clal Insurance and Finance's remarks on the dollar's weakening impact on high tech. Despite concerns, the immediate effects on the sector are seen as limited. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.